to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
All right, folks, we are live now. You gotta love that for the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers when it's just like, and there's nothing. It is May 27th, Wednesday, 2009. We're going to have Mark Dice on in the third hour. I'm pretty excited about that. Really going to be breaking down Angels and Demons now that I've seen it, because I think it's really important. You know, the Illuminati is kind of a buzzword because this is a big summer movie. And really, for me, it was kind of a big disappointment. Now, I'm going to give you the short JB review right here. But really, a 6.5, maybe out of 7. You know, Ron Howard doesn't really impress me. Way better on Happy Days than a director. You know, Apollo 13, not a really compelling movie. I thought it would be much better. I don't know. Ron Howard, not my thing, I guess. Even the Da Vinci Code, I thought the book was 1,000 times better than the movie. You know, whatever way you look at that film. You know, a ton of symbolism in it. You know, totally worth it to at least look at the perspective. And in this, it was just a disappointment, again, because the Illuminati is mentioned by name less than a dozen times, I think, throughout the whole thing. And they only show two symbols of the Illuminati. This isn't really, you know, I guess there's a couple statues that point this way or whatever. I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. Not a lot of insight even into the Catholic Church. I was already well aware of, you know, the black smoke, white smoke, Pope thing. It was just a disappointment overall, but I do want to talk about the whitewash because, again, they only mentioned two members, and it was Bernini and Galileo, and they did make them out to be scholars and intellectuals, and, you know, I guess that's when the church is the aggressor, and I'm not sticking up for the church either, but I don't know. Overall, not a great movie. Other than that, I got all these stories. We've talked about the glowing pigs. We've talked about genetically modified, you know, food to look a certain way. We've talked about the HIV in corn. Well, get ready because it's glowing monkeys time. And if you remember, like a couple years back, you know, I was talking about the glow-in-the-dark pigs. Well, just a few months back now, the glow-in-the-dark pigs, and I think it was something like 2 out of 11 carried the trait to glow-in-the-dark. So obviously, the genetic engineering did pass on. And with these monkeys, it's the same thing. So we're going to be talking about that at length. Mystery in South Korea. Now, why am I covering this? This might be the only thing I say about it, but really wanted to cover this. A former president of South Korea jumped off a cliff 4 days ago, and he was getting intertwined with some kind of scandal with his wife, and it was a monetary scandal. Who knows? Maybe he did kill himself. Maybe he was ready to blow the whistle on some other powerful people, and they usually don't like that, but jumped off a cliff. So, I think I might just leave that one right where it stands. I got Hartman looking at me like, jumped off a cliff, huh? That's usually not the way they go out. So, former president of South Korea jumps off a cliff. We're going to be talking about this right-wing military writer, former member of the military. He always gets in the New York Post, USA Today. He's a special contributor to Fox News. He basically says, he's telling you what they're already doing on a very lower level than what they're going to be doing outright. He talks about basically censorship of the media, killing the media. That's right. Killing partisan journalists. And every journalist to this guy is apparently partisan. They're hurting the war effort, so they're going to be targeted. There was a couple people out in the war that died suspiciously. That guy on NBC had a heart attack, you know? And another story we're going to cover that really does intertwine with the whole mess over in the Middle East. And it's not a mess in the way that the right or the left will tell you it's a mess. It's a mess that we're still there, that we continue to just dominate the region, try to build our Eurasian Union, and kill a bunch of people. But there's more news coming out about these photos of rape and everything else that's coming out of the UK. We already know there are videotapes of much worse in these Iraqi prisons. Duh. I mean, what do you think all these soldiers coming home talking about it or lying? Give me a break. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and my little blog site, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. by calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Rise, together we 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 rise. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. We're going to be taking your calls, 866-582-9933. Right-wing paramilitary writer, I'm sorry, military writer. Why am I calling him paramilitary? He probably did do paramilitary work. We may have to kill war journalists. Let me repeat that. We may have to kill war journalists. This is out of a Raw story. If we could bring it up on the PrisonPlanet.tv for the kids. Former soldier Ralph Peters has carved out quite a niche for himself in the world of publishing. His work regularly lands on the pages of the New York Post and has cropped up in USA Today and even a special contributor to Fox News. But after today's showing in his latest column for the Journal of International Security Affairs, Mr. Peters seemingly treads very close to finding himself at odds with his journalistic colleagues. I would think so. I would think when he says, you know what, let's not kill the military guys, the guys that are pro-war. Let's kill the people that are reporting the truth. That's what this means. You see how sick and degraded the mindset of this type of warfare is? It's already going on. Let me repeat that. Whatever this guy says is already going on. Journalists are already targeted. It's happened on several times. You know what? We should bring some of those stories up because journalists have already been targeted and killed in the Middle East. Believe it. Believe the hype, folks. It's just like we know about the videos of rape in Iraq. What's the controversy? You think it stopped? You think like magically they just said, poof. I mean, they didn't have any trials. They didn't prosecute anybody. A few photos came out and they said, uh-uh. Nobody big got in trouble. Nobody who allowed it to happen, ordered it to happen. You know, some low-level rapists and killers got, and that's what they are. Listen, you kill somebody, you don't know what it's like, Jason. You've never been in that situation. Listen, you rape a person, I don't care what situation you're in, you're a rapist. I mean, you're Ricky Rapist, no matter what. I just don't understand how you're anything. You're a filthy person. Shame on you. You know, even if you don't believe in God, you need some kind of repentance. You know, some kind of restitution for doing something as vile as that. In a war setting with, all right, I'm done. I'm going to keep reading this article. You got the article for me, Jaron? Let's bring it up as I read the rest of it here. After all, reporters don't really like it when the editorial page calls for the consideration of grinding them into bloody chunks as a matter of war policy. In his latest essay in a segment entitled The Killers Without Guns, The Killers Without Guns, unbelievable, Peter suggests that the media is responsible for saving Hamas and Gaza in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. But the media had failed to defeat the U.S. government's charge toward Iraq. Rejecting the God of their fathers, the neo-pagans who dominate the media serve as lackeys to the terrorist bloody altar, he gallingly charges. Oh, the terrorist bloody altar. What terrorists are those? The ones that this government funded, this government trained, this government had at military bases on 9/11? Those ones? Are those the terrorists? Osama bin Laden, CIA asset? Oh, I'll say it. I know. Sean Hannity says, you're a crackpot. When the president of Pakistan gets up there and talks about conversations that he had with his wife about it. Both of them knew it. It was very evident. We got that. There we go. That's the article I'm looking for. Raw Storytown. What's it say right here? Let's read it one more time. Rejecting the God of their fathers, the neo-pagans who dominate the media serve as lackeys at the terrorist bloody altar, he gallingly charges. Here's where it gets really ridiculous. Pretending to be impartial, because again, you can't report on rape. The self-segregating personalities drawn to media careers overwhelmingly take a side, and that side is rarely ours. Although it seems unthinkable now, although it already happens, guys. It already happens. It's unthinkable now. Now, unfortunately, this is probably policy in a lot of places. Future wars may require censorship, happens, news blackout, happens, and ultimately military attacks on the partisan media, happens. Perceiving themselves as superior beings, journalists have positioned themselves as protected species combatants. But freedom of the press stops when its abuse kills our soldiers and strengthens our enemies. Such a view arouses disdain today, but a media establishment that has forgotten any sense of sober patriotism may find that it has become tomorrow's conventional wisdom. Zigail, huh? Zigail, because that's what that's about, baby. All right, let's take some calls. 866-582-9933. Josh in Tennessee, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going, man?
All right, man.
I just want to commend you for last night's broadcast. That was completely amazing. I know you were totally fired up and everything like that, and yeah. that set me on fire, too. But, you know, I know there's a lot of listeners out there that listen to you and Alex and things like that, mm-hmm. but still they're not into it, man. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, I mean, where are the Thomas Jeffersons? Where are the George Washingtons? You know,
that was the question I was asking last night. I got to turn down that radio or something in the background, Josh. Yeah, that was the question I was asking last night. That's all right. You know, think about it. Where are the voices? That's really, again, why I'm here, because there aren't any. You know, where are these people that have our backs? I mean, what's the best we can do? Ralph Nader? Michael Moore? I'm serious. Morgan Spurlock? I mean, what is it? You know, Alan Keyes? Who are these people? I mean, I'm dead serious.
All I got to say is this, man. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
I hope it ain't my blood, brother. Hey, I hope it ain't my blood, and I hope I don't have to do any blood spilling. I appreciate the call, Josh. All right, let's go to Sam in Colorado. Sam, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Sam? Nothing? All right, let's go to this glowing monkey story. You know you couldn't resist. Jaron, pull up the glowing monkeys. People want to see them. All right. Oh, of course, you know, man, I just cannot deal with this. Every time I try to print sometimes from the BBC, this is what I've got in front of me. Print me the article, too. I've got two articles on it, but if it just prints a blank page, doesn't give me the good stuff. Hold on. And by the way, like I said, these are spawning more green monkeys. So it just proves that once you genetically modify something, that gene does indeed pass on. I mean, that's the bottom line. Here we go. Green glowing monkeys have green glowing babies. Japanese researchers have genetically engineered monkeys whose hair, roots, skin, and blood glow green under a special light and who have passed on their traits to their offspring. The first time this has been achieved in a primate. They love this jellyfish DNA, at least for the public. Can you imagine what else they're doing? I mean, honestly, I mean, they've made a lot of things glow in the dark. What are they making other things do? I mean, obviously, you know, in a warfare perspective, let's be Johnny General for a minute. Let's be, you know, big time think tank Burmese. You know, I'm looking to use this to my advantage. You would think, man, apes are really strong. Let's splice some of those genes into, you know, a human being. Let's do that. I mean, LeBron, was that on air? Oh, it's got to be on air. When you're going to say something, Paul, I want you to be on air.
I'm telling you, it's LeBron.
Oh, you think LeBron?
Engineered if they can make green.
You know, I'm not even going to try to make it a racial issue. Someone's going to say, look, Burmese, the racist. But I'm serious here. Like, well, you know, rhinoceros, like these really strong animals. What are they doing other than making things glow in the dark? Just that they're doing this on a public level is spooky enough. They spliced a jellyfish gene into common marmosets and said on Wednesday they hope to use the colony of growing animals to study human Parkinson's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. Erika Sasaki, Sasaki, and Hideyuki Okano of the Key University School of Medicine in Japan used a virus to carry the gene for green fluorescent protein into monkey embryos, which were implanted into a female monkey. And 4 out of 5 were born with the gene throughout their bodies. One followed a healthy baby that also carried the new genes, they reported in Thursday's issue of the Journal on Nature. The birth of this transgenic marmoset baby is undoubtedly a milestone, stem cell expert Dr. Gerard Chatan of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, and these are outrageous, Shoklat Mitopov of Oregon Health and Sciences University wrote in the commentary. Transgenetic marmosets are potentially useful models for research into infectious diseases, immunology, and neurological disorders, for example, they wrote. Incurable diseases. I am most interested in Parkinson's disease and ALS, Okano told reporters in a telephone briefing. Both are incurable nerve diseases, but Okano said animals could be created to study a range of diseases. I don't know how that fits in. You know, glow-in-the-dark monkeys and saving the world. You know, fixing disease. I guess that's why I'm not a scientist, right? All right, let's go to Maria in California. Maria, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just actually heard you right now discussing why people don't, you know, talk about what's really going on. I'm a new listener, by the way. And okay. I recently saw this documentary by BBC called Century of the Self. Mm-hmm. And it just discusses how one of Sigmund Freud's very close nephews brought the psychology of the self into marketing and how that really keeps us as happiness machines, so we don't really care about the politics or anything else going around us.
Is that Bernays?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's Edward Bernays. Oh, yeah, he's a real demon.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, not only is he a real demon, he's a bragging demon. I mean, if you don't know about Bernays, yeah, he is really one of the pioneers of social engineering and how to really make people vain and full of themselves and really you just totally lackadaisical about what's going on them around them in politics. It's not cool to be into politics. Remember, it's not cool to study in school. It's not cool to read books. It's not cool to know
right.
how the system works. You know, that's not cool.
Right.
What's cool is wearing, you know, ripped jeans and a cool t-shirt. You know, that's what's cool. Hold over. I want to talk about it more. Also, you know, driving a great car, playing video games. All that stuff is fun on one level, but educate yourself. Find out what's really going on around you. Know what you're putting into your body. Is that so much to ask? Be an informed populace. It's the InfoWarrior. We'll be back after this. 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
And I fear tomorrow will be okay. But I know that I'm on the outside, and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors, 'cause inside you're ugly. Ugly like me, I can see through you.
And unfortunately, the reality of this country and much of the westernized world, if you will, is very ugly. And it's got a very shiny packaged outside. So why is it that we are so dumbed down? Why is it that we don't care? You know, how did Bernays and others really engineer this? Well, you know, back in the day, when you were out on the street and you talk to people, because you would have to interact with people, you know, this is the time of maybe a telephone call, You know, it's not like we had the internet and email and text messages and you carried a phone around. No, you actually were around people. And then on the streets, they actually sold newspapers, newspapers that reported the news. Now, let's take a setting today where people are shopping in a grocery store. There are no real newspapers. You're lucky to see one local paper and one maybe USA Today in a stack. But at every single aisle, what's there? Us Weekly, Reader's Digest, you know, the soap opera books, the Inquirer, just pure pop culture garbage. Even People is really just pop culture garbage at this point. It's like Brangelina. Ooh, like that means something. And unfortunately, people care so much about celebrity that when I go home at 1 a.m. and I turn on the TV, you know what's on? The Insider, Entertainment Tonight. Just useless garbage to me. I'm lucky to get a local newscast that's telling me maybe 1/10 of the truth. I mean, I literally have to watch 30 minutes of news to get one story that's semi-accurate. I mean, I think that's a big reason, and we've become so self-absorbed. I mean, what do you think, Maria?
I think that's completely true. And one of the things that I saw that was interesting in that documentary was that, how Henry Kissinger and Gaines were both involved in, I believe it was Ecuador. Mm-hmm. No, it was with Allende in Chile.
Allende in Chile. Yeah, of course, they've overthrown dictators.
Advisor right now, it's Obama's advisor, is Kissinger again.
Well, so Kissinger has been in the backdrop. Listen, Kissinger is a key player. Let's talk about Henry Kissinger in this segment, and I thank you for the call, Maria. Let's talk Kissinger. All right? Kissinger has been around promoting a new world order since the 70s, openly. Okay, he is at every single Bilderberg meeting, along with, you know, Daddy David Rockefeller. He's like his consigliere. He's his right-hand man. I mean, you know, Rockefeller and Kissinger are really arm in arm. Now, they originally wanted Henry Kissinger to head up the 9/11 Commission, but he still had that aura of corruption around him so much that the 9/11 families right away said, no, we don't want Henry Kissinger involved in this. And then later on in 2004, I believe it broke, that Kissinger behind the scenes was a war advisor to the Bush administration. Of course, he wasn't on the scene outwardly, but he played a lot of the politics in the background. And really, Kissinger has always been a guy behind the scenes, whether he's in these administrations or not. And yes, he is behind this Barack Obama administration. And that's why, again, he calls for a new, let's pull up the Kissinger New World Order clip where he's on
Yes. You know, we think Obama can pull off this New World Order.
And yes, I mean, this guy, until he croaks, is going to be one of those mouthpieces, one of those guys you see sometimes in the foreground, but 95% of the time he's going to be in the background promoting his agenda. All right, let's go to our next caller. Sam in Colorado, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Are you going to be a coward and hang up on me?
Oh, look, it's Princess.
Coward.
It's a little princess. Like, it's the pretty. Oh, you're not so pretty, Princess. That's right.
A coward and hang up.
What do you got to ask? Huh, champ? Again, I'm going to give you your line. Ask a question. Have a comment.
Do you believe that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed should be set free? Because obviously you think he's innocent.
I think, all right, thank you for your question, sir. I'll tell you what I believe about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I don't think that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed should be set free. That's if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is alive. Because, you know, darndest thing, they said that they captured and killed him 3 times before we got the real Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Now, I'm going to find a couple of those for you, Princess, I promise. We're gonna post them on the Bobby Bloggins tomorrow. Check the infowarrior.com. Okay, now, whoever they're charging, if this is really Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who knows? Maybe those 3 other reports are inaccurate, buddy. Let's have an open trial. Let's start asking him questions in front of everybody. Oh, and then if he's found guilty by a jury in a public forum, he should go to prison, especially if he had something to do with killing 3,000 plus people, as your small mind believes. And he may have had something to do with it. He may have been a middleman, but he didn't have the big picture. If you think that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed plotted the attacks with Osama bin Laden, those are the 2 guys. They did it all. They were high-fiving and, you know, knew it all. You're out of your mind. I mean, you are redneck retard from West Virginia, Princess. I promise you that. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I certainly hope we won't. I'm not up for the Armageddon. I'm not here for Armageddon. I'm here for the restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And let me say something else about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in a 3-month period, was openly waterboarded over 183 times, Troy. I really think that I could get you to go by the name Not So Pretty Little Princess for the rest of your life if I was able to waterboard you maybe 4 or 5 times. That's the kind of spineless coward that you are. I promise you that. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Mr. Black in California. Mr. Black, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, sir.
I had a couple things I wanted to bring up. One was the Real ID Act.
Okay.
And if you're in a state like, say, New Hampshire or Montana that's not going to deal with a Real ID Act, when something like that is set upon the state, on the country, what do those citizens do? Are they allowed outside of those states? Can
that's
going to
be really, that's a really great question. You know what? I think they're going to make it more difficult for you to travel to. Well, the thing is that you're probably, if you're going to travel to Canada or outside the country, you're going to have a passport, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's got the Real ID in it without the Real ID Act. You know, so I don't think they're going to restrict interstate travel. I think they're just going to continue to push for the Real ID and maybe make it an executive order. They'll say, look, there's 38 of them. They always do everything incrementally. You know, maybe you'll get a fine or something at first. It really depends on how quickly this progresses. you know, if they do, you know, try this pandemic nonsense, or they do try mass quarantines, or they do try to, you know, regulate other things and really excelling the program. But I just suspect they like to wait things like this out. However, let's say another terrorist attack happens in this country. You know, they just hyped up those four, you know, half-retarded, one guy was illiterate guys over in Newburgh, who couldn't even get guns. They provocateured the whole thing, and they've got the nation in this terror scare. They pull off even a small attack, maybe then, you know, they'll be able to pass that real ID legislation like that federally, you know, and it won't matter if you guys, yeah, bust it out. Who knows? I suspect that it'll be incremental.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to bring up, it was, you brought it into my head while I was waiting to talk to you, but you were talking about People Magazine and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we get to hear about Paris Hilton and what she does and all these other scumbag celebrities. But what about all the elite's grandchildren and the nieces and nephews and all these teenagers that, what, are they all angels? How come we don't hear about, how come we don't hear about these scumbags?
Oh, you know? They're not on the TV. See, they, like that girl was talking about, Bernays really did help bring up a culture where we were just obsessed with celebrity. And he saw, you know, the mesmerization early, and he said, you know what? We'll start smoking in movies, and, you know, smoking will become big, and, you know, the big tough guys will drink beer, and beer is going to become big. And we, in a lot of ways, are lemmings. You know, we want to, you know, look and act like the people that we look up to. We want to emulate, you know, what we feel is greatness. And unfortunately, people are obsessed with celebrity, and that is greatness and achievement to them. You know, the biggest achievement in somebody's life these days is, I'm on a reality show. I mean, that's, I mean, people are actually aspiring to do that. And they could care less what their congressman or their senator's doing. Like I say, man, the majority of the populace don't even know that we have three branches of government. I mean, literally go on the street tomorrow, ask nine, I'd say 9 out of 10 people will not know what the three branches of government are. You know, they have no idea how the system works anymore. So it's something we have to really overcome. We have to make it hip and cool again to actually be informed, to stay informed, to read, to have critical thinking, to look outside the mainstream media box. And, you know, maybe the top story this week shouldn't be the breakup of John and Kate plus 8. That's just my opinion.
Exactly, exactly. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk to you, man. Jason, you woke me up. It was Alex Jones that kicked me in the head, but you woke me up, man.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. All right. So let's see. We got Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, brother?
Okay. I was kind of thinking about something. Okay, so suppose that Mr. Obama didn't get nominated, and it was John McCain. Mm-hmm. So basically, it would be the same crap all over again, right?
Well, I would say this. It would be a lot more difficult for McCain to pull off what Obama's done, because the left would still feel like, oh, we have to get out of the war. With Obama, they really tricked people into thinking, like, there's a plan to get out of the war. And he says, oh, by the end of 2011, all combat troops will be out of Iraq. We promise. Now, in reality, you read between the lines, he says 50,000 non-combat.
Like a lot more people in.
The thing was that so many people were so pissed off and fed up with the Bush administration at the end. There was so much anti-war. People like Cindy Sheehan were in the news. They kind of squelched her fire. The media really stopped, you know, even looking at her once she started running for Congress. You notice they didn't promote her once she tried to take political office away from Nancy Pelosi, because Pelosi's their girl.
True.
You know what I mean? So I think essentially you would see the same program, but there would be outrage. There would be a lot more anger. There's not anger. There's people wearing Barack Obama T-shirts.
That's true. And like, okay, and like, you know, like I tell people, you basically have this, a disaster that, you know, people are so thirsty for change that you know, they'll just take anything, you know, without even questioning it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point. That's what we were just talking about. You know, it's on the cover of a magazine. That's good enough for them. They hear it from an adult who watched the news, and the adult just believes whatever the news tells them. You know, they parrot. It's a parroting process. I thank you for the call, Jesse. Let's go to Kurt in Colorado. Kurt, you're on the line. Yes, Kurt.
Two things. First, I got a... Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey. Two things. First, I got a Constitution quiz question for you.
All right. Let's see if I can pass. Probably not, but we'll go for it.
Who's supposed to be the vice president?
who's supposed to be the vice president? Isn't it supposed to be the vice president? It's not the Speaker of the House, right?
Mm-mm.
Or the majority leader? I know that the majority...
The Speaker of the Senate is the vice president.
Yeah, the majority leader...
John McCain should be vice president.
Well, but that's if one of them dies. I mean, I think that was amended later on. Because I know there's a succession process, right? So in other words, the president goes...
They never made an amendment for doing running mates.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whoever gets the second highest number of votes.
It's interesting. That's very, very, very interesting.
And they actually, that's a tool that they use to politicize the government, because the vice president is Speaker of the Senate. Mm-hmm. So if they're both Democrats or both Republicans, then they have that control over both branches.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but they still have control over both branches. You don't think Pelosi? Pelosi was so pro-Bush after she got in. Oh, we're not going to prosecute. No, we're not going to start to do war crimes. You know, I actually was the first person to look at the 9/11 issue. You know, I did that congressional inquiry. I was the lead Democrat. I'm on the ball team. Sorry, I fooled you. Huh? And you know what? I've got Pelosi the demon. I don't know if I'm going to be able to actually put it in Invisible Empire. But I've got her at a forum called the New World Order, and I've got her in the audience with Dom Daschle and others, all these different players.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, you better believe. Wait till you see this next
movie.
Hey, listen, this is not just a George Bush senior issue. This is the real deal. This has been talked about.
They're all into this thing.
Yeah, they brought
it
in.
I'm really coming to grips with the fact that these guys are like Satanists and all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, what is going on here? Hey, here's my other thing real quick.
Sure.
Can you give me dates or just repost on one of the websites the video or the article where Alex Jones called the White House and asked them to please not make the false flag 9/11 terrorist attack?
Yeah, listen, just go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones predicts 9/11. It'll come right up, I promise you. It is. It's actually July 24th, I think. It was my birthday.
Okay.
2001. Okay, and then, so July 20-something, 2001.
All right, and then where can I look up information on some of the clues about that?
Oh, you're talking about some of the...
Like the precursor news articles and
Sure. Let me tell you, if you just look at the second edition of Loose Change, there's a pretty good timeline leading up to 9/11 right away. So, yeah, watch Loose Change second edition, man. I don't know if you've seen my other films, Loose Change Final Cut and Fabled Enemies. But if you want to if you want to see the full 9/11 spectrum, you know, Loose Change Second Edition, is a little more speculative than the others. But I got to tell you, the intro, the first 10 minutes of it, with this timeline that leads up to 9/11, that should be good enough right there for you. Sound good?
Okay. All right. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
Later on. All right. Let's go to Solomon in Brazil. Solomon, you're on the line.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, brother Burmas. Greetings from Brazil. This is a call just to keep you fired up because it's not time for soft and mellow words. Mm-hmm. We listen to your program, we listen to Alex Jones, and we are very pleased with the way that you are really taking care giving the language to what is really happening here. I would like to make you a simple comment to what you were talking yesterday. Do you copy me?
Yeah, I totally got you.
Thank you very much. One of the reasons of this call is that yesterday you were addressing the last Supreme Court decision in a very keen way. Mm-hmm. One thing more that we have to also consider is that this decision legalized, officialized torture in a police prison.
That's right. That's a great point. You know, here's the deal. There's a lot of Orwellian doublespeak. They say, oh, it's only in certain situations. And this didn't really overrule the 1963 decision where you can ask for a lawyer and you're going to get one. But then
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But then in the very first paragraph, they say, well, in certain situations, you can request a lawyer and they're just going to hold you and they can interrogate you. So, you know, I mean, they're making it very Jack Bauer, very 24. They're like, well, this girl is somewhere and he knows where he is. I mean, when is it going to end? And I agree with you. It really has given the police way more torture powers. They've been doing, I'll say this, they've done it before. It's not like they're free of doing this anyway, but now they'll just say, hey, this was a special circumstance and they did the right thing.
Yeah, but here, Brother Burma, this is the other piece in our domestic version of the Military Commission Act, because we don't have habeas corpus, mm-hmm. and now we don't have the right to a lawyer as our witness during our detention waiting for a supposed to be due process.
It's outrageous. And let's talk about the Military Commissions Act. I thank you for the call, Solomon. I mean, in 2004 when this passed, check out Ray McGovern in Loose Change Final Cut. He really breaks it down. And actually, I think I put him on the extras of Fabled Enemies, his entire interview, so you can see that. But he really talks about habeas corpus, and I am the body, and I have the right to address my accuser, you know. And this has gone, this was a predating the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is Magna Carta days, folks. Let me repeat that. Magna Carta. You know, that's not a new hip-hop band. I mean, Magna Carta days. Go check it out. It predates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. All right, Ryan in New Hampshire, you're on the line.
Good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm in better spirits than yesterday, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you sound like you're doing a little bit better. it's a little bit off topic, but I read a lot of his books. I wanted to bring up a book that I was reading by Hunter S. Thompson.
Cool.
It's called The Great Shark Hunt, and right in the beginning of the book, I wanted to read a quote from it. It was during the Nixon administration. Mm-hmm. He has a final solution to almost all our problems. He calls it, but it was more of from Nixon's perspective what he could do to solve all of his problems at the time. Mm-hmm. But when you look into Hunter S. Thompson's career, he has a weird way of predicting geopolitical events before they happen, but mm-hmm. every time in his book, he doesn't necessarily say that they are a prediction that he's making. He just makes it sort of part of the book, but it always ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I took to it. But the one part of the solution, I wanted to read the quote. It says that a long-term treaty with Russia, arranged by Henry Kissinger, securing Moscow's support of an American invasion, seizure, and terminal occupation of all oil-producing countries in the Middle East. This would not only solve the quote-unquote energy crisis and end unemployment immediately by pressing all idle and able-bodied males into service for the invasion/occupation forces, but it would also crank up the economy to a wartime level and give the federal government unlimited quote-unquote emergency powers. And it's cool to see this happen because this was actually written during the Nixon administration.
Well,
It's interesting to make that connection.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's talk a little Hunter S. Thompson. All right. I went and saw the documentary on him, Gonzo. Alex Jones and others last summer. And you know, I appreciate the guy. He's obviously in the beginning of Loose Change and Loose Change Second Edition. You know what I mean? He's you know, we have that quote. He knew something was wrong with 9/11 right away. And you know, that is very interesting, you know, whether or not he killed himself. You know, a lot of people say we're in the house. You know, the guy talked about killing himself all the time, had a gun in session. Seemed like he had a death wish as well and was getting pretty old. I really wish that if he did kill himself that he had stuck it out, because we could have really used a voice like his. Now, on the other side, he did like being around the elite. He liked going to these political events. I don't know if you're familiar with the Franklin cover-up, but there is a chapter in there, and if it's true, I'm pretty disturbed with Mr. Thompson.
Oh,
so, you know what
right,
I'm talking
right.
about?
Yeah, right. And there's also, in one of his newest books, it's called Better Than Sex, about politics, and he actually has like a weird part where he's telling a story about being at a bar with James Carter, and not James Carver.
James Carville?
Yeah, James Carville and George Stephanopoulos. And he says that he was sitting at the bar, and he went to grab his wallet, and his wallet was missing. And he turned around, and one of the guys he was with had stolen his wallet. And he was like, hey, why are you stealing my wallet, blah, blah, blah. And then he says that George Stephanopoulos actually put him in a headlock and said, this is the New World Order. And then he just ends the chapter where he just sits down at the bar and finishes his drink and then leaves. And then
get out of here. He says that?
Yeah, it's called Better Than Sex.
I'm going to have to check it out. Hey, Ryan, great caller.
Yeah,
that's very interesting, brother. Kendall in Texas, you're on the line. Kendall, what's up?
Jason, what's up, man?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I was just calling in response to what that dude was saying about, like, Sheikh Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the hardest messages to try to convey about the New World Order, is that it's not a giant talking. Because you said something about a middleman, and that's one of the hardest things to convey, is that it's not a big giant head. It's a sophisticated, interconnected group.
Compartmentalized is a term
exactly.
that we really need to use, because, all right, let's talk about what the main – we were talking about that Jesse Ventura clip yesterday, right? And that guy arguing with Jesse Ventura brings up, what was it, Daniel Pearl's murder. Now, who murdered Daniel Pearl by the mainstream media standards? Well, it's Omar Saeed Sheikh. Now, this is the guy that facilitated the $100,000 wire transfer to Muhammad Atta through the chief of the ISI, what is it, Mahmoud Ahmed. And then you find out that this guy is an ISI asset agent, and he looks like he's been working with Western intelligence as well. And they behead this guy. So right off the bat, that guy's argument is nothing. I wish that Jesse had known that intricacy so he could have brought that up, because the guy's a jackass. And people just don't want to own up to what's really going on in the world. It's very unfortunate that people want to suck their thumbs and act like babies and not really try to inform themselves, enlighten themselves, ask big questions, say, you know what, let's have a trial. Let's see if he's responsible. Hold over. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and my little blog, TheInfoWarrior.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Call 877-394-6657. Kidseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO heirloom chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
All right, folks. That's enough of the rock and roll. It's for the kids. Before I go back to Kendall, I want to thank one of my great sponsors. It's MySolarBackup.com. MySolarBackup.com. 1,800-watt generator. If there's an outage, you still got power. It's a little model right there. They've got other hookups, other deals, bigger packages. It's 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. If you truly want to do a little greening, like actual good stuff, you know, again, Ventura's off the grid, and it's only due to solar energy. So go check out MySolarBackup.com. All right, Kendall, what else you got for me?
Just kind of going back to what I said at first, it's like trying to explain to a non-believer for the first time after they're done looking at you like you're crazy, trying to explain it to you. They like to get all facetious and act like you're the dumbass and you're the idiot.
Now, that would have been acceptable. I can take dumbass on the show, my friend. I know that some people just love to go off into a cursed fervor, but here's the deal. You know what? I'm going to get into that right now because I'm going to talk about this new U.S. News and World Report article, The Inner Worlds of Conspiracy Believers. See, we're the bad guy. I'm going to try to have this woman on so I can rip her apart because that's what needs to be done. Varun Swamy. Let's see if we can book her because I'm going to read this and go through it. Thank you for the call, Kendall. We're going to go to Joe, Daryl, and others in a moment, but I want to finish up the hour with the inner worlds of conspiracy believers. Shortly after terrorist attacks destroyed the World Trade Center and mangled the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, conspiracy theories blossomed about secret and malevolent government plots behind the tragic events. All right, let's stop. Secret and malevolent government plots behind the tragic attacks. Well, let's talk about gearing up for the tragic attacks that were government plots. Let's talk about Northwoods, where back in the day, back in the 60s, okay, they talked about hijacking their own planes, having dummy drones, shooting them out of sky with another drone dressed up like a Russian MiG to over international waters to blame Cuba and incite a war with them. There were a bunch of other nice little goodies that they were going to do, too. That was just one of the plans. That's back in the 60s. Okay, so they've been think tanking it for quite some time. Then, in the summer before 9/11, all of a sudden, there are war games going on of hijacked airplanes with Osama bin Laden on the cover of these things. Amalgam Virgo, go check it out. And hijacked planes going into the Capitol building. Then on 9/11, magically, the NRO is running a drill at 8:45 in the morning of a plane going into a building by the CIA and John Fulton, magically. Then there's all these other drills of hijacked planes, you know, all over the country. We're wargaming with Russia. There's no fighters around. There's not four hijackings. There's nine plus. They talk about these false blips and all the conspiracy debunkers. They go, those drills, they ended right as the attacks happened. I don't know why you talk about this, Jason Burmese. You're a liar. You're a liar, Jason Burmese. And I say to them, well, actually, no, I listened to the tapes. See, they're readily available now. We were the first ones to get them. We had to pursue them for over a year. And we're talking a long time. And you know what they said? Oh, the drills kept going until well after, about 20 minutes after, Flight 93 went down out of Cheyenne Mountain. I play the clip in Fabled Enemies. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
plots are not secret anymore. That's right. If you actually listen to the tape, you'll find out these drills were, in fact, going on. If you read the Team 7 PDF declassified files for the 9/11 Commission, go check out Team 7. And ironically, this was published by 911myths.com, you know, one of these big debunking sites. I read through the thing, and they're admitting that they had at least 9 other hijackings identified that, or altogether, not 9 others, but 9 identified hijackings total, 5 more. Okay? So there's ones we've talked about in Fabled Enemies, like the Korean Airlines one. We talked about United 23 that never really got taken off the ground. Delta 1989 with a bomb on board, apparently. The Korean Airlines one's really suspicious because supposedly the 4 planes that got hijacked didn't emit hijacking signals. But for some reason, the Korean Airlines one did, but it wasn't hijacked. There was nothing going on there, apparently. I mean, just totally bizarre things. Then you find out, oh, magically, there's this mass Armageddon exercise going on, and E-4Bs are in the vicinity of New York City. Or another white plane. Maybe it's not an E-4B, Jason. Sure looks like it could be an E-4B to me out in New York on the scene. Remember, the military couldn't get to New York? Remember that? The military just couldn't get to New York in time. Well, actually, if you watch, again, Fabled Enemies, we show you that there is a military plane in New York right after the first plane hits and well before the second does. But I'm making that up. Just like the white plane that's magically on the scene at the Pentagon as it happens. See, these guys are kind of sloppy sometimes, and I'm not saying that that was the command center, but it is a command center. That's what those are. They're mobile command centers, these E-4Bs. It's just, you know, you can't talk to people. You can't say to people, hey, you know, they didn't show it on Anderson Cooper until 5 years later, so it must not actually exist. These are all wacky. And, you know, by the way, one of the drills that's completely blacked out, I mean, just completely blacked out. Go check it out. Operation Jackal Cave. And that just got declassified less than, I think, 6 months ago. Very new. Very new information. So, you know, secret and malevolent government plots behind the tragic attacks. A report scheduled to appear in an upcoming Applied Cognitive Psychology offers a preliminary psychology profile of people who believe in 9/11 conspiracy. See, they're going to profile us. Isn't that nice? A team led by psychologist Varun Swamy of the University of Westminster in London identified several traits associated with subscribing to 9/11 conspiracies, at least among British citizens. These characteristics consist of backing one or more conspiracy theories unrelated to 9/11. So in other words, one other thing that the mainstream media and government continue to lie about. I mean, give me a break. I mean, come on. It's absolutely ridiculous. Frequently talking about 9/11 conspiracy beliefs with like-minded friends and others. Yes, it's not conspiracy beliefs. What I do is I tell them what happened, what the evidence shows. Not some kind of crazy conspiracy. See, if you believe the official version, it's a conspiracy as well. 19 people had to, let's go with 21 and their lieutenants because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the boogeyman Bin Laden must be behind it all. With like-minded friends and others, you have to talk to others. We're trying to expand the message. We want people to know what's going on. Why wouldn't you do that? Oh, but we're nuts. Let's see. Taking a cynical stance towards politics. Oh, we shouldn't be. Yeah, no dissent. We shouldn't be. The founding fathers were cynical to politics. That's how it happened. That's how we had new political documents. And they said we needed cynicism. We needed dissent. And that was the highest form of patriotism. We're going to come back to callers Joe, Daryl, Mike, and others, 866-582-9933. I mean, give me a break, U.S. News and World Report. I know you love the hit pieces on 9/11 Truth, but it's not going to work. It's only going to bring more people into the mix. It's the InfoWar. We'll be back after this.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Go! Apparently mistrusting authority. See, bow down to your leaders. Oh, you don't trust authority? Because authority has done so much for us. It's never been corrupt. There's not a reason that the saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely exists. That's not true. See, you mistrust authority. Endorsing democratic practice. Let's talk about some authorities that really have the reason to be mistrusted. There's this whole Irish Catholic Church scandal really breaking out into the mainstream media 50 years later. After all these, you know, boys were beaten, raped, killed, countless thousands, no big deal. But those were men of God. They were men of authority. We should not mistrust them. You know what? You want to just see something disgusting about the priests. At least not all priests, too. I hate to say this, but I mean just this scandal in general I'm talking about. And not even this Irish one. Okay, go check out Deliver Us From Evil. All right? You want to see some sick and twisted stuff? Deliver Us From Evil. I'm recommending it. Go for it. And remember, we're going to have Mark Dyson in the third hour to discuss angels and demons coming up in about 50 minutes. Let's see. Endorsing democratic practices. Oh! You shouldn't endorse people voting? What? It's a constitutional republic here, by the way. Feeling generally suspicious towards others and displaying an inquisitive, imaginative outlook. All right, so I'm not really suspicious towards other people. When I'm out on the street, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. That doesn't mean that I'm, you know, Nick Naive. I'm not just going to be like, you know, I'm not going to walk through New York City, oh, here's your money, or you just fall for any gag, you know, any pyramid scam out there or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you have to have a certain amount of cynicism in life to get by. Otherwise, you get taken advantage of again and again and again. Now, does this mean that I'm worried about everybody around the corner? No, of course not. I'll give you a handshake. I'll talk to you for a minute. I mean, you're supposed to be able to assess the situation. I mean, this is, you know, don't be inquisitive. Don't ask questions. You have an inquisitive, imaginative outlook. Unbelievable. Often the proof offered as evidence for a conspiracy is not specific to one incident or issue, but is used to justify a general pattern of conspiracy ideas, Swami says. This is somebody we really need on. His conclusion echoes a 1994 proposal by sociologist Ted Gortzel of Rutgers, Camden, New Jersey, after conducting random telephone interviews of 347 New Jersey residents. Gortzel proposed that each of a person's convictions about secret plots serves as evidence for other conspiracy beliefs, bypassing any need for confirming evidence. Oh, I'm going to confirm some evidence if I get this guy on. You better believe it. All right, let's go back to the calls. 866-582-9933. Daryl from Niagara Falls. Daryl, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again. You're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
Right on. I want to touch quickly on this meeting a press conference that was held in Ottawa this morning. Did you hear about this?
No.
With Janet Napolitano?
Napolitano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Homeland Security?
Yes.
We have a counterpart in Canada. His name's Peter Van Loan. He's our public safety minister.
Okay.
And they had a press conference that I caught on, it's only for about 5 minutes, on CNN this morning, of all places. I was quite surprised. And they came out and they were discussing the implementation of this...
The NSA is now merging with the DHS. Is that what you're talking about? And now Canadian and American intelligence forces are also going to be merging to some extent.
Well, it's mostly on border issues. Mm-hmm. It's the U.S. Bill's Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And initially it was passed as just after September 11th. They've been working on it steadily and... I never heard anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, it's really to harmonize for a North American union. I mean, look who they just nominated for the Supreme Court. They just nominated someone who's on the council for La Raza. Okay, you don't think that this woman is going to be for, you know, it's not going to quote-unquote abolish the borders at first, but it's going to basically amalgamate our three governments, all right? That's the problem. We'll have our localized governments, but they'll mean less and less, and we'll have to give over our sovereign bodies more and more to international law. In other words, we'll have to compromise with Canada's government and their policies, you know, because there's going to be a lot more inter-travel and a lot more trade. So we're going to have to, you know, bow down to their policies. And at the same end, we're going to have to do the same thing with Mexico. They really want to bring us down to a second world nation of slaves. I mean, it drives me nuts. And I don't understand how people can't get it when they look at all the actual evidence. Like the Securities and Prosperities Partnership has as much to do with Canada as it does to Mexico. These are four superhighways that they want to rip through the United States of America. And
well,
go ahead.
They've stated that there's differences between the Mexican situation and the Canadian situation, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously.
But that they want to treat everything the same. Now, I just wanted to mention a couple of the things that have been put into place here, because I think when I heard this, it's one big step towards the North American Union here. They're trying to erase the borders. The first thing is it allows emergency vehicles, which includes police, workers, equipment, things like that, to cross the border more quickly during an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
They just go across. They announced that in the case of an emergency, there can be no closing of the border at all.
Wow.
This goes both ways. What they're doing is the border guards are going to be integrated. So you'll have Canadian uniform and American uniform border agents.
Mm-hmm.
And Canadian agents can now carry firearms, which is a new thing they've been going for years. And they're going to work on both sides of the border. So Canadian will have U.S. workers and U.S. site will have Canadian workers in their own uniforms.
Yeah, man, it's totally bringing in. I've said this is what Obama's deal is. He's going to bring in the North American Union. You know what? Bring up the clip of Obama not pledging allegiance to the flag. Basically, as much as deplorable as Hillary Clinton is, I thank you for the call, sir. And who's the other one there? Bill Richardson. Hillary Clinton and Bill Richardson at least put their hand on their chest. You know, even when I have a hat on and I'm at a ball game, I take the hat off and I do put it on my chest. I may be disgusted. Let's play the audio so people understand that, you know, it's really...
Oh,
oh, I'm the president of the United States. I don't need to put my hand on my chest. Yeah, because he doesn't believe in this country. He's an internationalist, folks. That's why they propped him up. That's what no one's telling you. Oh, he's a socialist. He's a Democrat. He's a dirty liberal. No. I know it's awful. All right. All right. Turn it off. People are getting it. He's not going to do it. He's here to bring in the North American Union. Jaron really loved that. He's got bells on over there now. All right. Let's go to Mike in Hawaii. Mike, you're on the line.
Hi, how's it going? I had a question about flu vaccinations this year.
Sure.
I'm active duty military, and
I wouldn't take it, dude. Here's the deal. You know, I know they're going to offer it for you, or they're going to say it's mandatory. Look, the bottom line is I would bring in the article that just came out. The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota just did a study. You hear about this yet?
A little bit.
I mean, basically they said if you take the flu shot, you are 3 times more likely to get the flu. All right? And you're more likely to develop some kind of a other illness. I mean, why would you take something that's going to make you 3 times more likely to get that disease? It's insanity to me. And then you look at this, and who knows what you're going to have to do with the swine flu vaccination if they make that mandatory. You're military, you know? You're probably going to be the guinea pigs for that. Yeah, go ahead.
I've already been bringing it up, just kind of telling my commando regularly, hey, you know, this stuff's bad. You know, just kind of just loose talk around the shop. And I'm saying, look, I don't want to take this, you know, but it's mandatory. You know, you'll get Article 15, you'll get court-martial, you know, jail time, blah, 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 all this stuff. So I'm sitting there like, man, you know, just, I don't know.
They do put you between a rock and a hard place, but all right. I mean, look, the flu, who knows what else the regular flu vaccine has in it. Maybe it'll even make you more susceptible to this new, you know, H1N1, pig flu, avian flu. It really is part avian flu. So I don't understand, you know, why there's, I do understand why they're calling it swine flu. They're trying to repackage something. And it's got human flu in it. So, you know what, man? I mean, what's more important, your life or your job? And I know that's a really crappy thing to say, and especially when you're in the military and there's so much indoctrination and so much respect lost by your peers if you were to do something like that. But you know, like I said, get that article about the Mayo Clinic. Maybe you should put the art, you know, print it out off the internet. Print off the article about Baxter sending out, you know, to 14 separate countries, you know, live bird flu that killed the subjects. I mean, it's bad news, Brown. I don't know what else to tell you because I'm not in your situation. I thank you for the call, Mike. Sean in Utah, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you, Jason.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to turn the speaker off. Have you seen the documentary film, The Soviet Story?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I just really wanted to recommend it. It was talked about. Alan Watts been talking about it for a while.
Is it newer? Was it on television? Is it something that's out on the net? I mean, where am I going to find this thing? Was it BBC produced? Is it TLC? What's the deal?
It's newer. It won a few awards, but it was banned by Putin.
Oh.
And so
it's called The Soviet Story?
Yeah, it's called The Soviet Story, and it's a really well done documentary, and it shows the similarities between Nazi Germany and Russia.
The Soviet Union, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I'll check it out. You got anything else for me, man?
I just wanted to thank you for your work. And I had a question about chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
We get them a lot here, and it's just so interesting that we get them on Sundays where I live.
We get them all week. I don't know if they're, you know, targeting. Who knows? Maybe that's when they can hire people. I'd say this, you know, there's a lot of questions about chemtrails out there. It's been a kind of a hot topic in the last few months on this program. Of course, Alex Jones is. We had Rosalind Peterson on, who I really think, even though she won't even call it a chemtrail, you know, she'll call it a modified comtrail or something different. And she's done the best work. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com for all information on chemtrails. That's where I direct everybody. I thank you for the call, Sean. We're going to go to Joe, John, Andreas, and more on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv. Oh, yeah, I got a new YouTube channel, Jason Justice 911. Go check it out. Thanks.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
The Obama deception to completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Segment, you know, New World Order is getting a lot of press, breaking a lot of records. Andrew Neil was on the Alex Jones show. I really hope he does my show as well, because I'd like to get an hour with him. But if you want to know about the big plan, the end game, if you will, that's the movie to get. It's right there. It's Endgame. It's over at Infowars.com. With that being said, here's a little preview of the New World Order picture with Alex out in Austin at South by Southwest. We got a play button there, Jerry?
Controversial Doc, New World Order.
us to stand down. You want us to back off. You got the nerve to call us conspiracy theorists just because we're informed.
I'm trying to mobilize the leaders to take action against the New World Order and to resist them. You want to know why your standard of living is dropping? You know why the economy is imploding? So that a world government run for and by the banks will be who you basically are all owned by.
There's been a financial collapse, and a new bank of the world that you'll pay your carbon credits to and be ruled by is going to save you.
The New World Order is the mortal enemy of all free humanity. God bless you, sir. Ma'am, fight the New World Order.
Hello, ladies.
And the people must rally against the New World Order now.
All right, I'm getting warmed up now.
Death to the New World Order! There's a new film premiering on the Independent Film Channel called The New World Order.
The New World Order's going down! We're not your slaves!
Syndicate has been identified. We know who you are, scum.
One of the favorite tactics of defenders of the false mainline reality that we're fed is, well, you guys just want to claim it's all a conspiracy because it makes it simpler for you. What do you mean? I want to believe it's the government because it makes me feel better. That's 1,000 times more terrifying than frightening.
Warn everyone you know, the New World Order is dangerous!
Anything centralized will always get bad people in control of it at one point or another.
They finance both sides of every major war!
Cunning, wicked, destructive, psychopathic sadists tend to rise to power.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Well, there you have it, folks. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the picture, but it's only going to bring more people in. I can't tell you how much bigger this radio show has gotten just in the last couple of months. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, you're on the line.
Cheers, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, did you have a good Memorial Day?
You know, it was all right. I was actually in the office working on my film. To be quite honest, I spent all day going through New World Order lectures and New World Order think tank groups and all this different footage just so I can prove to people, guess what? It's not just a term by former President Bush or something you read about in some conspiracy theory hit piece or something that's being portrayed in a movie mainly about Alex Jones and other activists. It's a real thing. It's a tangible thing. But I will say Sunday, I went and saw Angels and Demons, which I did not enjoy too much. But we're going to be talking about that in the next half hour. What else you got for me?
Good, good, good. Well, I actually took a trip down to Indianapolis to go see the race, the Indy 500. Cool. And Saturday night was a pretty interesting evening. Basically, the night before the race, they closed down the road and everybody's just drinking. And I got snatched up off of the street for basically bumping into the cop and asking him what were my rights. And I was seriously out of the position I was in, into their custody within a matter of a minute. And it was a pretty terrifying thing, you know.
So you just thought, you know, you're having a good time. You thought you would just go up and see if this guy had a sense of humor or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're arrested.
No, not even that. I was just walking down the street, and he was messing with some girl that was flashing or something, and he just bumped into me, and I was like, you know, this is my right to stand here or something like that, and I was gone.
That was it, huh? Yeah, they don't want to hear that. You know, no, they're on big-time power trips, and now that you no longer have the right to an attorney while they interrogate you, I mean, you think the power trips are only going to get more? And the Wisconsin judge just ruled, you know what, it's okay if there's no warrant. We'll let police take a GPS, put it on your car, track and trace you everywhere. That's legal. But when a normal person does it correctly, it's stalking. But no, the police are just allowed to do that. There doesn't have to be probable cause. I mean, it is getting really out of control, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, one more thing. You were talking about Franklin earlier. I actually went downtown and they had a book from the old Omaha and they had I got the original ad for Franklin.
Really?
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty crazy. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to John, Andreas, Jess, and more, 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
Talking about Bilderberg because it just recently happened.
I want to play this clip that was sent to me by a gentleman today on MySpace, him confronting Chris Dodd. You know, he's not a Kissinger by any means. Not a Kissinger. You know, we're going to play the Kissinger clip too. Let's start it off with Kissinger. Let's go, Henry. And then we're going to play Chris Dodd also talking about going to these secret meetings, but it's not a big deal. They don't talk about anything bad. See, we're conspiracy believers. Even though the mainstream media, oh, Bilderberg Group, they're a golf club. It's a golf club. Yeah. It's a golf club like I'm a black woman, okay? That's how much that's a golf club. Paul's like, no, really, you could pass for a black woman. No problem, Burmese. That would work for you. Next Halloween, we're going to do it, me and you. All right, let's go to Kissinger first, and then we're going to go to Dodd talking about it. Let's do it.
U.S.-China relations, which, of course, were made possible by the hard work that Secretary Kissinger did while serving under President Nixon. And we welcome you, sir. Thank you very much for being
with
us.
Good to be here.
The obvious first question is the situation in Gaza. It's an area of the world you have worked very hard on. What is your view? How serious is this?
We have to remember, Israel withdrew from Gaza unconditionally in 2005, and they are reacting to rocket attacks that have been launched out of Gaza. So the problem is, can those rocket attacks be stopped? And then they will have to stop their military operation. It's a complicated situation, but it's one that I believe will be solved, because if peace is to evolve in the Middle East, Israel has to take its responsibilities, but the moderate Arab nations have to take responsibilities for the conduct of Israel's neighbors.
Do you believe that this is, some people say that everything will stop a few days before the Obama inauguration, that this is all very politically motivated. Do you think that's true?
I think it's a continuing process. The fundamental problem is, can Gaza conduct itself in a way that it is not a military threat to Israel? Then there will have to be a negotiation eventually, and soon, between Israel and the Palestinians about an overall peace settlement.
What do you think the most important thing is for Barack Obama? Obviously, you're here to talk about the anniversary for U.S.-China diplomatic relations, but if you had to say this is going to be the country or the conflict or the place that will define the Obama administration, what would it be?
The president-elect is coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously. You have India, Pakistan, you have the jihadist movement. So he can't really say that it's one problem, that it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
Are you confident?
Dodd talking about how harmless Bilderberg is. And we have this queued up to the right time, guys, 527. Is that ready to go? All right, let's hit it.
Mr. Secretary, we thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Hang on. It's short. Take me about 20 seconds. During the last 50 years, the world's top leaders have gathered once every year to meet in extreme secrecy. You have attended three such so-called Bilderberg meetings, but have never reported to the American people what transpires. Please tell us what is the goal for the Bilderbergers and why the media is silent.
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's about 100 people. This is not the bilateral commission.
That's not the question I asked.
Bilateral commission. It's a very different
thing. That's not the question I asked.
It's business people. It's members of parliament, left, right, center. And it's basically, the one that's I've been to, and a couple of them, is they sit down over a weekend and everyone gets to talk about things and say things about what they think the world, where the world will be headed. There's no plotting. Everyone out of the thing.
Oh, they're not talking about the New World Order and forming the world government?
No.
Why isn't there been one tiny itsy-bitsy single word in the public media?
I suspect why is because a lot of these people want to go and believe they can actually sit there and say those things without having to read about it the next day in the paper.
Oh, poor guy. Why did you go?
All right, pull it.
I got invited.
I got invited. It goes on for a little bit longer, but there it is. He whitewashes it. But he says, oh, we're not the so he admits that the Trilateral Commission, which some of the members of the Trilateral Commission, by the way, do go to the Bilderberg meeting. So he kind of shoots himself in the foot there as well. He admits, oh, yeah, the Trilateral Commission is for world government and the quote unquote new world order. All right. John's been waiting a long time. John in California, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me all right?
I got you good.
And this question is kind of out in left field, but it's something I'm concerned about. Do you know that when they're issuing passports, they're putting a chip in the passport?
Yeah, it's been something we've been reporting on for years. Yeah, Yeah, but that's why the caller earlier was asking about, you know, RFIDs and the Real ID Act. And the fact of the matter is that, yeah, all the new passports have the RFID in them. And by the way, in Canada, it's not just in the passports. The new licenses have the RFID, and they act as a passport. Continue.
Okay, well, this is my question now. Around the GPS question, does this mean that they can track you and they locate you by the chip?
Bro, your phone is a tracking device. Let me explain that to you. Your phone, even if you turn it off, unless you take the battery out, has a GPS in it. And it can be tracked and traced within, I think it's 10 meters of yourself. Just go check it out. The things that they can do with your phone, forget about, an RFID chip in your person. They have a GPS on your phone, man.
That's relevant because if you use your passport to go overseas, your cell phone doesn't work overseas.
That's not true. Your cell phone still emits a signal. Let me explain how cell phones work. Most cell phones, other than maybe the iPhone that's on a 3G network, are on a thing called GSM, okay? And they have different bands. And for instance, you can get a quad band or a tri-band phone. Sometimes, for instance, like AT&T phones here, they're mostly on the tri-band network, which is 800, 900, and 1800 megahertz. Now, there's also an 850 band. So, all right, my phone will only work here in Texas and all around, but for some reason I can't get it to work in New York. Well, that's because it's not an 850 band. GSM phones work everywhere, and like 90% of the phones now are GSM and do work. Just because you can't dial out because you can't make international calls, they still emit a signal, and they don't even need that GSM bandwidth, you know, to track and trace you. There is a GPS system. Listen, if it has a battery in it, it works. Your phone can be turned off and be turned into an audio device where they can surveil what you're saying in your house. Have you seen those reports, sir? Do I have to play that clip?
Actually, I heard you talking about it once. I was more curious about actually location, actually tracking your location.
Listen, if you got a cell phone on you, yes, they can track your location. I would imagine that if you have one of these new Real ID licenses that have an RFID, I'm not sure if there's a GPS in there or not. You know, that is not, you know, that's not necessarily the case. In fact, I don't even think the passports have GPS in them. The RFID tags are really just your social security number. They're trying to get your biometrics on there. In other words, your thumbprint. What's that?
Could include a police report?
Yeah. It would be something that like they got for a police report. That's basically your basic information is what they want to put. What is in these RFID chips that are there to tag you? In other words, the ones in the passports.
Right.
There's no, as far as I know, man, there are no GPSs in the passports. But there are GPSs in your phone. All right, thank you for the call, man. That's interesting because, you know, I don't have all the answers. But I think the bigger issue here is that they're really trying to set up a control grid that no matter where you go, they'll have some record of what you do. And really, again, AT&T got caught with the secret room where they were copying everybody's phone call conversations. They were copying everybody's emails. They were copying everybody's web searches. And that doesn't mean they're spying on everybody. They're databasing everybody, and they're running it through programs like Carnivore and Promise. And that's what's public. That's what we can talk about. That's what's real. That's what, you know, people would say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you must be a nut, Jason. U.S. News and World Report says you're crazy. Before we go to Andreas in Arizona, I want to talk about this. Australia state to carry out mass H1N1 treatment. An Australian state hit hardest by H1N1 virus will carry out mass treatments of people suspected of having so-called swine flu, as the country's total number of confirmed cases nearly doubled to 59. Oh, no! 59 people in a country asking, no! Health authorities in Victoria, where 32 people have been confirmed to be infected with H1N1, said they would open special clinics to relieve hospitals and deal with the outbreak, administering antiviral drugs to anyone with symptoms. But National Health Minister Nicola Roxon said the government would not be restricting domestic travels after authorities in New South Wales states were criticized for not isolating hundreds of passengers who disembarked from an infected cruise ship. Authorities are making decisions in difficult circumstances and trying to balance the inconvenience to the public that might be regarded as disproportionate. Well, it's more than inconvenience. I can assure you of that. All right, this other story right here. Home, no place for Bible study. County demands pastor spend thousands on major use permit to host friends. Yes, a San Diego pastor and his wife claim they were interrogated by a county official and warned they will face escalating fines if they continue to hold Bible studies in their home. The couple, whose names are being withheld until demand letter can be filed on their behalf, told the attorney a county government employee knocked on their door on Good Friday, asking a litany of questions about their Tuesday night Bible studies, which are attended by approximately 15 people? Do you have a regular weekly meeting in your home? Do you sing? Do you say amen? The official reportedly asked, do you praise the Lord? And of course, they answered yes. I mean, this is outlandish. It's over at WorldNet Daily. Hopefully, we're going to be picking up on this soon. All right, let's go to Andreas in Arizona. You're on the line.
Yo, what's up, Jason Barmas? Pleasure to be on your show, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I just want to say, give a shout-out to you, you know, because with your film Loose Change, I think I saw it like 4 years ago, just stumbled upon it on the Internet, and oh my goodness, it like totally opened my eyes. You know, just a really good job that you, all the information that you presented, and Alex Jones's films too, you know, just amazing eye-openers, and we just really need to get the word out to the people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, what we have to do is we have to be able to engage people. See, this is why they make it sound bad. Oh, you talk to others about that stuff? Oh, you sound a little crazy. They don't want us to expand the information. The only way we're going to do this is if we relate to each other as human beings. You know, send somebody an email.
Right.
Send somebody a link. Talk to somebody. You know, have people over at the house for something different, like a card night or a beer night. You know, something where you're going to be socializing. Put a movie on in the background. Just let it kind of hang there. You know, maybe you'll catch somebody's eye. Go ahead.
It's all about demystifying it, you know? Like, it's important to get those t-shirts that you guys have on Infowars.com, like with AK-47 or with End of Fed, you know? Because then, like, now I wear the AK-47 shirt when I go to the club. I'm like, yeah, it's a message for Obama. Come and take it. You know, it just gets people, it just gets people talking, you know? And then on my Facebook, I'll send invites to, a group page, like a Jason Burmes, Alex Jones group page, just so that it's out there in the atmosphere, and then people would see it once in a while in their subconscious, and it creates less mystery around it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The more it gets a mainstream appeal, the less people go, ooh, that's scary stuff. I thank you for the call, my man. Jess in Canada, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
How's she go?
It's going all right, man. I mean, it's better than last night. I got to tell you, last night I was really upset.
I heard you last night. You're ranting like Alex.
Yeah, I did my Jones last night, I guess. I was jonesing.
Yeah. Can I just shoot a few points out before I get to what I was going to talk about?
You got it. Go for it.
I live in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We're the nickel capital of Ontario. Before I even woke up or anything, I was reading the newspaper. Lo and behold, top guys from the mining nickel industry, they started leaving to go to Africa for gold.
Really?
I didn't know anything about gold, yeah. And, you know, all the top execs are leaving for gold. You know, a year later, I figured, hey, well, someone told them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up the fluoride issue with the local MP.
Mm-hmm.
Went and met with him, had some coffee there. He says, well, too bad, you know, nothing you can do about it. Kind of brush it off. There's nothing you're going to do about it.
Basically telling you the industry's dead and, you know, it's not worth their while. They're going to go into something more lucrative and
It's for the fluoride for the poor people that can't afford to brush their teeth. Come on.
Yeah, obviously. We need fluoride and it's very nutritious for us. And that's the reason, you know, when I was in preschool, they tried to give you the nutritious and delicious fluoride pill just before nap time. Mmm, tasty.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely indeed.
Oh, yeah, guys, it's so much cheaper to, you know, dump it into our ecosystem than to give the fluoride.
Well, we have to do something with the aluminum byproducts, sir. What would we do without it? I mean, we want byproducts of aluminum in our water.
Sudbury is a smokestack.
Yeah, it's out of control. Anything else?
Yeah, it's an article from our local paper. It's controlled by Sun Media.
Mm-hmm.
It's why must we be fingerprinted if we're not charged?
Oh, is it promoting it? This is why we need to be databased?
Oh, it's actually, well, you know, the surfs, they don't read the paper, so...
Oh, so it's anti that. So they're actually saying, you know, you should have, you know, your right to privacy. You know, you should be secure in your persons and property. Everybody shouldn't just have a biometric thumbprint of you. Well, that is amazing, sir. I just can't. That is an outstanding idea in another world. See, we're in a new world order. Everybody's just going to have to give up all of their sovereignty, all of their rights, and bow down to our lords in the government and corporate industry. They're the ones that need to rule us. We can't take care of ourselves.
Well, I'm not sure if you know, but when you go to court in Canada, it's versus Regina. That's who you verse. You're against the queen. You're going against the royalty who own us.
Yeah,
God.
That is weird. I can't even get over that. Thank you for the call. Yeah, can you imagine to be in a society where they revere a queen and a king? I mean, I got crowns on my T-shirt. I don't think I'd ever wear one unless, you know, I was at Burger King and I was wasted. And then maybe I get the cardboard crown on my head, but that's about it. I can't see any other circumstance where I would be into that. Frank in California, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
I just wanted to plug an event tomorrow in San Francisco at the James L. Browning Courthouse, 1 p.m. Going to be protesting J.B. Bybee, who played a hand in the crafting the torture operations.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to send a shout-out to Emmanuel, Dan the Man, Tyler, Kevin, all my Freedom Patriots in the Bay
Area.
You
got a website where people can check it out?
Yeah, it's meetup.com/trueworldhistory San Francisco.
All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior. Mark Dice coming up in about 10 minutes. Angels and Demons.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm going to take a couple final calls. And then we got Mark Dice on for the full hour. We're going to do a little Angels and Demons. I might take some calls with the Dice Man. The Dice Man cometh. We're carrying a couple of his books right now, Resistance Manifesto, The Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction, I believe it is. Fact or Fiction, Fact and Fiction. And then there's another book, an older book, we're really going to get into when he's there, that he republished, and we're carrying on InfoWars, so go check that out as well. Steven in Texas, you're on the line.
Yes. Yes. Is this Mr. Burmes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to take issue with you for something you did earlier.
Okay.
I do not appreciate the way you mischaracterized me. First of all, you did a very horrible impression of me.
Who are you?
This is Mr. Kissinger. the main thing I want to bring up is the fact that you have mischaracterized me as some horrible monster promoting our glorious New World Order. Sir, nothing could be further from the truth, so I suggest that, sir, you go back to playing on YouTube and leave the political fooling around with the big boys in the Grove. And by
yes.
the way, I found out there that my favorite entertainer was Merv Griffin.
Really? I would have figured you had a hard-on for Jack Kemp and his football, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're not a sports guy, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm all right. That was actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was thinking it was related to the Troy call, but you had the deep voice on pretty well. I mean, how long is this guy going to live? I mean, it feels like him and Brzezinski are going to be 175 before they keel over.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't die too soon if I was him, because there's a special place in hell for people like him. seriously. Listen, a couple things I want to address. First of all, you guys have these really great T-shirts out, mm-hmm. and come up with, I think, what would be a really good one, a good addition to the line that you guys have. You remember Paul Revere's famous line when he was riding through the countryside at midnight was, "To arms, to arms." And they mentioned the redcoats are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to alter that to the red jackets are coming.
Are here. Forget the red. Maybe the redcoats are here. Maybe we'll do the redcoats are here, and we won't do that. That's actually a really good one. I got to get on that. Maybe I can make some bucks on that one.
Yeah.
There, Steven. That's a good one, man. That's actually,
yeah,
you know,
I was thinking about that.
If we did maybe an outline too, kind of like a few multicolors, make it kind of like the Change poster, you know, make it that kind of like Shepherd Fairey. What a name, Shepherd Fairey style. That'd be a good idea. I like it, Steven. What else you got?
The other thing is this, you know, from what I can see, you know, Alex really harps on this, and for good reason. I think the main thing that the main obstacle in convincing Americans of what's really going on is this getting them past this right versus left thing. And now, Jason, I am as hardcore as a Christian as you're going to find. I mean, I'm a Bible believer. I believe in Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I'm different from a lot, you know, the majority of Christians in this country. And I say this to my, you know, our shame, because of all people, we ought to be the most vigilant if we really believe what the Bible says. And the thing I'm getting at is, you know, I find that it's, and see if I'm wrong about this, I think it's the so-called right conservatives that are the hardest people to convince about.
No, I'm with you. Listen, they want to stay in their beliefs. You can expose, you know, the left, crimes of the left all day. They won't hear the crimes of the right. They won't make the connection. It's both sides. I'm with you there. I think, you know, I'm not going to take up arms with the Christians, because I like a lot of Christians. Obviously, I'm about to have Mark Dice on my program. We're going to talk about it more on the other side. Thank you, Stephen.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
All right, they played the wrong bumper music on that time. I'm sitting there talking to Rob Dew, my producer, really quick about the new studio setup that we're doing. Basically, Rob Jacobson right now, of course, working on the Obama Deception 2. Well, he needs a new computer for that. When I'm working on Invisible Empire, I'm doing a lot of the bass editing. I also need a new machine, and we're pretty much trying to figure out how we're going to reconfigure the office so that I can get a kind of like movie editing studio in there. I apologize for the 30 seconds of dead air. We got Dice coming up in a moment. But I want to go to this last caller. Anthony Schur in California, you're on the air.
Did you say Anthony Schur?
Well, that's what I got in front of me, but it must be you.
Oh, thank God. Hey, you know, what you're doing is socially unacceptable. Do you hear that?
Well, obviously.
I was just at a baseball game, and I came home from a baseball game, and that's what my father said.
What you're doing is so, and what were you doing exactly? Trying to tell him what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I was trying to tell, I tried to tell him, and I was trying to tell somebody at the baseball game.
What were you trying to tell him? Let's find out whether or not it exists, man, because maybe it doesn't exist at all.
Because, I was talking about the bankers, I'm a little nervous now, the Bilderbergers and stuff.
Oh, the Bilderbergers, that's socially unacceptable to talk about the world's 100 most powerful people, 100 to 144 most powerful people getting together and coming up with an agenda, and for 50-plus years saying it's a golf club when the main players are people like David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan, Bernanke. I mean, that's just, yeah, completely socially unacceptable, ma'am. I don't know what you were doing.
That's what he said.
Don't give up on it. What you need to do is, it's your dad, right? Have him over. Again, have a movie on in the background. Don't push it down his throat right away.
I wish I could, but I don't think I could do that.
I think you can. Listen, you got to have the will to do it. Half of the battle is to get it into our minds that we can keep pressing on, even in the face of laughter, of ridicule, of being ostracized from our friends and our family. Believe me, it happened to me quite a bit, especially in the run-up to be making loose change. I mean, you can't imagine how many friends and family I lost because of my, you know, vocalness. And, you know, I pushed on, and it went full circle, and everybody calls me to know what's going on now. I didn't lose a real friend or family member when it came down to it. I thank you for the call. All right, we're going to have Mark Dice on in a moment, but I want to thank my final sponsor of the evening, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. See, in case there is an emergency or you just want to eat something that's, you know, non-GMO, you want to be truly organic, survivalist, or the SurvivalSeedBank.com, SurvivalSeedBank.com is the way to go. It's solutions from science, which is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into your hands, into the people's hands. It's 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. All right, on the other side, it's me and the Dice Man, and we're talking angels and demons. And apparently, I hadn't seen this, but Dice got on ABC News talking about angels and demons. So we're obviously going to play that clip, analyze it. We're going to talk about his books that are available at Infowars.com. We're going to talk about the book that he just republished that we're carrying. Interesting stuff. I mean, Mark Dice is another true pioneer in this movement. I mean, that's why he's featured in 9/11 Truth Rising, you know? I mean, that's an excellent film. You know, some people are complaining about this New World Order film. Well, get the 9/11 Chronicles then. That does an excellent job of portraying us, you know, as we are. really just trying to get the word out, trying to wake people up by any means necessary of the mind. That's the info war. It's the info warrior mentality. Back after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are now joined by a real pioneer in not only the 9/11 truth movement, but the patriot movement in general. His latest book is The Illuminati Facts and Fiction. Of course, the author of the Resistance Manifesto and has recently republished Proofs of a Conspiracy. We're going to be talking about that later. Mark, how are you?
Always a pleasure to join you.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Now, finally, I got to watch Angels and Demons. Now, I know that you didn't go see the picture, but I did. I went and saw it, and at no time do they get into anything, and when I say anything, I mean anything to do with the Illuminati and the occult. They don't even make the connection. They show a pentagram twice, one of which has a all-seeing eye in the middle, but they only discuss two members of the Illuminati, and of course that's Galileo and Bernini. And to the lay people, they are portrayed literally, you know, as intellectuals who were just trying to challenge the church's ideals. How far from that is that from the truth?
Well, it's so strange because
Galileo and Bernini died about 100 years before the actual Illuminati was even created in 1776 in Germany. And so what Dan Brown did in the book, and you know, what Opie, what Richie Cunningham did.
You know, I don't like his movies, man. Yeah. Like, you know, they're always so disappointing. I can't think of a Ron Howard movie that just, like, blew me away. I mean, the critics have hard-ons for it, but The Da Vinci Code wasn't that good. This wasn't that good. Apollo 13 wasn't that good.
No, I mean, I had to go and see it so that I could speak about it and know what it was. And in the ABC clip, you probably saw that I had launched a protest and urged people to truth jam inside the theaters.
I haven't seen it yet. No, we're going to play that on the air, but I didn't see it until they brought your website up. I hadn't heard about this, Mark. This is how, you know, out of the loop I am in the Patriot community. I'm hitting Reuters too much in the Telegraph. But you got on local ABC News out in California?
Well, it was on ABC in Los Angeles. And so, I mean, huge, you know, KABC, they did the interview with me. And then the one that's posted on the web was picked up from Fresno. So what they did is they aired it in L.A., and then like they usually do, they sort of put it on the ABC wire so that other ABC affiliates around the country can pick it up. So at least I know it aired in L.A. and in Fresno and probably other parts of the country as well.
Excellent. Excellent.
And, you know, just kind of – it was an interesting – you know, brief segment. It's really 2 minutes long. I mean, I did probably a 5 minute, 10 minute pre-recorded interview with them, and then they just cut out really 2 10-second sound bites from me to put in there, and then interviewed some idiot film goer and asked him about, you know, my comments about the Illuminati being active.
Love Tom Hanks. What are you talking about?
You know, what's so funny is one of the comments on the video after I posted it on YouTube. Some of these people think that you and me and Alex and others work for the Jewish elite. And,
we're Jesuits, right?
It's so funny. One of the comments is in this really accusatory tone. He's like, "How is it that Mark is always able to get in the news?" You know, like saying that my Jewish handlers had pulled some strings for me to get on the news.
Listen, why don't you tell people? Because you are like, you're unbelievable. You're a machine. Well, it's by not being an armchair quarterback and sitting there typing ridiculous things like that on message boards, you actually put press releases out.
Well, and people don't see how much work I do put into it, because the media coverage that I have gotten is really only a fraction of what I've tried. I mean, I make phone calls. I call these editors and stories. You know, the editors and the authors of numerous papers and producers, and I just pitch stories to them and I tell them what's going on. And for every, you know, 10 ideas that I've called them about, maybe for every 50, you know, one will get picked up in a couple papers and very rarely on the TV. So, you know, these idiots think that, you know, my Jewish handlers are putting me on ABC News to discredit the 9/11 truth movement or to cover up for the, you know, the Mossad connection and the New World Order and the Illuminati. It's just absurd. I mean, it's what you can do if you don't just bicker and complain on MySpace boards or YouTube comments.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to go through some of his films, because you know what? There are some winners in here. Okay. I'm going to go with the winners and then the losers. Angels and Demons, loser. Haven't watched Frost Nixon yet. I'm sure it's a whitewash. The Da Vinci Code, not a big winner in my eyes. Cinderella Man, can't say I've seen it, so who knows. The Missing, have no idea. A Beautiful Mind, it's really 50-50 on that. It's a decent picture, but then it makes, you know, he's getting chipped, he's part of the government. Oh, he's a total schizophrenic lunatic.
And who knows how much of a distortion that is from the actual man. That was based on a true story of a man,
They also talk about him and his hot wife, but wasn't he really a homosexual? Like, I read a whole things like how it was totally inaccurate.
I'm not sure. All I know is that it was based on a true story of a man, but you can be sure that they had their typical Hollywood embellishment on that.
Yeah,
I mean,
then we got EdTV, garbage. Ransom was pretty good. Apollo 13, not as good as everybody made it out to be. Backdraft, pretty compelling. Parenthood, Willow, okay. But the last couple, I mean, again, The Da Vinci Code, now Angels and Demons. I mean, as a movie, you said you saw it. What did you think?
The movie was horrible. And it wasn't just horrible because I knew the inaccuracies. I mean, I went there with a group of maybe 5 people, mm-hmm. and one of them really knew about the Illuminati, not to the extent that a lot of this audience does, and the others had no clue. It was just a movie for them on a Friday night. And everybody thought it was just horrible. And I just sat there laughing through the thing, and it was absolutely horrific. And, you know, they did leave out some of the major whitewashes from the book. They left out the Bilderberg Group references and a lot of, lot of other points that were brought up in the book, probably just to condense the story down, you know, for a 90-minute picture. But
it was even 2 hours. It was a little over 2 hours. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Because, again, where was the Illuminati? There was really no symbolism in this movie. Like I said, they showed a pentagram a couple times and a couple statues. But I was expecting that this was – I mean, when you watch the Da Vinci Code, you know, there were paintings. They were pointing out the symbolism all over the place. It was very close to the book. This doesn't seem to be the case with Angels and Demons.
No. What's even funnier is that when the movie goes on, you start to see that, wait a minute, where is this Illuminati? It's one guy. It even shows you in the film, it's this one guy that's going and kidnapping the cardinals and killing them one by one, and he's the assassin. And you're like, wait a minute, if it's this Illuminati and they were infiltrators, as Tom Hanks said, why isn't it, you know, pulling strings in other areas? It really is a foolish movie. The cinematography is beautiful. I would like to go to Rome and see some of the sites, some of the historic sites, but the film itself, the storyline's pathetic. I mean, it just was a horrible movie. I think it got 2.5 stars.
And you know, when I watched something on it, someone was giving it like, they both of them were loving it. Man, I actually thought that I was going to go, well, I wanted to see it anyway, because I wanted to see what a whitewash it was. But I thought it was going to be along the lines of at least a decent action picture. You know, I saw Wolverine this summer. I thought it was awesome. I watched Star Trek. It was pretty good, especially for, you know, what they tried to pull off with it. This has been the most disappointing movie I've seen this summer.
Well, Tom Hanks admitted in an interview that his talking points from the studio were to pitch it in interviews, that the film was to depict the struggle between science and religion. And then that's all they would really talk about. They kind of briefed over the Illuminati. But I don't know if you know this. Last night, for the third time, the History Channel aired Angels and Demons Decoded, and it was a two-hour special dedicated to the film and talking about all this stuff that's in the film and a lot of the art history and the history of science and some of the antimatter claims and things. But they did have a section about the Illuminati, and it was horrible. I mean, they really said it was a group of scientists and intellectuals.
Yeah, well, why is that? Why do you think they're getting away with this when we know in 1776, although some of these people were in fact intellectuals and scientists, that is not the broader case, and this does have religious implications. Whether it was to abolish all other religions or not, they do rituals. You know, and that's another thing that bothered me. I mean, the Da Vinci Code at least owns up to a lot of, like, the ritualistic sex. You know, especially at the end of the book and in the picture, they talk about it and even show it to you. There was no allusions to any of that in this picture.
No, and I think what they're trying to do, obviously, is to use this, again, to just attack Christianity, because the Vatican and the Catholic Church and the Pope sort of represent Christianity to people who don't know much about religions or don't identify with, you know, with a particular denomination of Christianity. So in America, you know, people are like, okay, it's a Christian, yeah, whatever, Jesus is good. But so they kind of identify with the Catholic Church and the Pope as being the ultimate religious Christian authority. So the film, The Da Vinci Code, and this is ultimately just trying to undermine that and then, you know, prop up science as the ultimate victor. And it does present an interesting debate, science versus religion. And of course, the Catholic Church was wrong in many instances, and were really just modern-day Pharisees that took the message of Jesus and packaged it up and kept it for themselves and kept the people dumb, just like the old Jewish Pharisees were doing with the people. Mm-hmm. But the film and the book right now is still in the top 100 on Amazon.com. So it's certainly not going away. More people are going to go out and buy the book from the film. And for a while there, you couldn't get away from the propaganda pitching Angels and Demons. You go to YouTube, and it's on the top banner. You log into their MySpace, and it was the background on the login page. So they really pumped up the movie for a while to get everybody kind of sucked in. I know it probably was the top film of the weekend. It hasn't made as quite of cultural impact as the Da Vinci Code has. And I'm kind of surprised that the impact is almost fading already. But it did put a permanent stain on the actual history of the Illuminati by sort of mixing what he ultimately did, what Dan Brown did, what the film did, is they kind of created an amalgam of what happened with the Knights Templar back in the 1300s versus what happened with the actual Illuminati in the 1700s. So they tried to kind of lump them into one group and then blame the Catholic Church for the Illuminati's destruction when they were actually destroyed the Knights Templar hundreds of years earlier.
Yeah, if they were destroyed at all, if they didn't go underground. And we're going to be talking about that more and more in the next segment. We're talking about the Illuminati facts and fiction with Mark Dice on the other side. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Before I go back to Mark Dice, I want to play this clip from ABC News, Angels and Demons. This is, you know, big network, LA, Fresno. And then we're going to get into his new book, Illuminati Facts and Fiction. All right, hit the clip, Jaron.
Tom Hanks' thriller, Angels and Demons, is expected to be this weekend's box office champ, but the movie is causing some serious controversy. ABC's Leslie Sykes explains why protests against the film are planned across the country.
Movie moviegoers are excited about the controversial film Angels and Demons.
And I love it. They're fantasy and they're action and they get you out of your head and into wonderful times.
But some film enthusiasts are in for a big surprise. A small group of protesters across the country plans to interrupt the film at various points from inside random theaters because they don't agree with the message of the movie based on the book by Dan Brown.
And Dan Brown spins it to make everybody think that it's just a conspiracy theory, the figment of the imagination of conspiracy theorists. And the Illuminati has very real implications on everybody's lives.
Mark Dice is founder of The Resistance, a Christian group that contends the movie is a fraud aimed at covering up the existence of a secret society called the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is a real mafia organization that's still operating today. Many would say that the Illuminati were instrumental in assuring that the 9/11 attacks happened, that they are behind the banking collapse that everybody's now facing.
I think that's a lot of like nonsense. You know, that's kind of outrageous how they would say that. It's very, I think that's kind of insane.
The film starring Tom Hanks is a prequel to The Da Vinci Code. In Angels and Demons, Hanks' character uncovers the mystery of the Illuminati secret society.
Illuminati.
Sony released this statement saying, quote, "We believe audiences will enjoy Angels and Demons for what it is, an exciting fiction mystery thriller." This is Leslie Sykes reporting for ABC News.
So yet another whitewash, and I mean, they interview a kid in a backpack that probably isn't more than 19 years old, and is the first time he's ever heard of the Illuminati, is this picture. So let's talk about the new book, Mark, and really the roots of the Illuminati.
Well, I mean, to get to the roots of the Illuminati, it would be essentially the same organization, just not called the Illuminati. I mean, we'd have to go back to the mystery schools in ancient Greece and in ancient Babylon. And it's interesting because, and I talk about this in the Illuminati Facts and Fiction, back, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, when society started to become more knowledgeable about the world and about who we are and about how nature works and science, they formed the mystery schools. And so there's one way to look at this, and even according to Manly P. Hall, he says that the mystery schools were of the highest standard, and that they were organizations of men, within these schools they had been taught sort of these mystical teachings and spiritual teachings and scientific teachings in the sense of a secret society. And so Manly P. Hall says that the secrets, the mystery schools became corrupt. And so there's a debate as to, well, maybe the mystery schools were not just this cabal of evil men, but they started off as a group of people that wanted to learn more about the nature of science and the nature of reality, essentially. And so it's understandable that this knowledge got them to be egotistical and ultimately selfish and greedy and powerful, and power corrupts, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So even if some of these ancient mystical teachings about the world and about philosophical beliefs and scientific beliefs and metaphysical beliefs were benign, were not in a sense evil, what has happened within these organizations, the mystery schools, became corrupt from men that obviously took that knowledge of everything important, and instead of freely giving it to everybody, they decided to create this hierarchical structure and then keep the knowledge for themselves, use it for their advantage at the expense of others, and then also dispense false information to the masses. And so that would be what I would call the roots of what we call the Illuminati, were the mystery schools of Greece and Babylon, where these ancient cultures formed these secret societies in the form of mystery schools, which then evolved into the Illuminati. And there's a couple noticeable groups that precede the actual Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt's organization, founded in Germany in 1776.
So really this is an incremental organization that used compartmentalization within themselves and then disinformation to the masses to keep control. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. I also want to talk about this book that you've republished proofs of a conspiracy and its origins and its author, John Robinson. We're talking to Mark Dice. This is the Info Warrior. Go check out PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and of course my new YouTube channel.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway, Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Expose tyranny, expose the lies, expose the secret societies that are behind a lot of this, you know, tyranny that we are seeing in this country expanded. I mean, on top of the Supreme Court ruling yesterday where you no longer have the right to an attorney, they can interrogate you without one. I just can't believe. Remember, 5-4, WWE politics right there. Couldn't be 9-0, couldn't be 6-3, had to be right on the borderline. You know, there is this cabal of people that do somehow believe in this ritualistic activity. They do go to the Bohemian Grove. They are in Skull and Bones. There is something to this Illuminati. And, you know, in this segment, Mark, I want to talk about proofs of a conspiracy and the new book, Illuminati Facts and Fiction, and really just discuss the 1776 branding of the Illuminati with Weishaupt. I guess they're coming out party with that name.
Yes. Now, let me just finish up with the Knights Templar sort of were a 13th century, 12th century group of what grew into the Illuminati and what grew into Freemasonry. And there's a lot of information about the Knights Templar discovering some sort of documents or learning some sort of mystical, magical, black magic techniques from some of the Muslim assassins, from a really radical sect of Islam. And many historians admit that there was contact between the two and that they had learned some sort of rituals that were heretical and some sort of philosophical beliefs that were completely heretical to the Catholic Church at the time. And then the Knights Templar formed sort of an inner circle within the Knights Templar. So for those who don't know, the Knights Templar were basically a group of knights that went and allegedly, and to some extent did on the outer levels, protect some of the peasants and travelers that were traveling to Israel or to the Holy Land back between during the Crusades. So from like 1100 to the early 1300s when they were disbanded and the Catholic Church had most of the leadership rounded up and arrested, and they confessed, a lot of them confessed that they were doing these weird rituals and that they had worshipped Baphomet and done these very strange black magic practices. Now, some people will say that they were tortured, which they were, and that the confessions were coerced and that they're really innocent, but occultists actually believe that the Knights Templars were doing these rituals and that they went underground and that that knowledge was taken and hidden into Freemasonry, and then the Freemason lodges were established and sort of evolved from a stoneman's guild, workers' guild, into gentlemen's clubs in about the 1700s, early 1700s, and then sort of evolved their hierarchical structure and continued to grow. And then Adam Weishaupt comes on the scene in 1776 in Germany and basically created what we call the Illuminati now, which of course many of the listeners know just means enlightened one. And so he formulated and sort of modernized the Illuminati, this with the idea of this group of elect, this secret society of special enlightened men, like a mafia, to then take over power and to overthrow the monarchs which were ruling Europe then, and then to replace them with their people and their men with their goals. And he formulated specific plans on how to do this, and they would write down their plans and send them out to their other members, and these writings were discovered and published. And one of the people to publish those was a man named John Robison, and the English version of his book is published in 1798. So that's correct, 1798. So over 200 years ago, this book was published. He was a Scottish Freemason, and he was a writer. He wrote for the Encyclopedia Britannica, and he was a philosophy professor of natural philosophy, which meant scientist, essentially, back then. And so he took the writings that were discovered from the original Illuminati members, Adam Weishaupt included, which fully are admitted to be legitimate. They were discovered. They were published in German, and so people have translated them into English, and Robison was one. And so he published some of these writings, actually probably almost all of them. And so Robison's book was basically, it would float in and out of print, and I took the liberty of republishing it. So you can now get the book from Infowars.com or from MarkDice.com, Proofs of a Conspiracy. Actually has a very, very lengthy title, Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Religions and Governments of Europe Carried On in Secret Meetings of Freemasons, Illuminati, and Reading Societies, but it's been kind of shortened. People call it Proofs of a Conspiracy. And so I think it's extremely important to go back to really the original English, unless you know German, to get the original translations from the German writings of Adam Weishaupt. And so I thought it was very important. And in the Resistance Manifesto, and to some extent in the Illuminati Facts and Fiction, I also source
Robeson and Abby Burrell, who was another individual that wrote about the Illuminati and published English versions of their works, again, back in the late 1700s. So I think that these are crucial. And if you know, I've talked about this before, and I like to go back to the fundamentals, but if you really look at Adam Weishaupt's own words, it becomes apparent that they wanted to take over the printing houses, that they wanted to use, this is back then, they wanted to use feminism to break down society. You can find an interesting connection between the initiation ritual to the Illuminati and the initiation into the Skull and Bones Society. The Adam Weishaupt wanted to create a new religion to replace all the governments, to infiltrate Freemasonry, to use the schools for indoctrination, and it's fascinating to see how their plans are coming to fruition. So now, the founders of the Skull and Bone Society, one of them, William Taft, was over in Germany his senior year when he was a student at Yale. And so he came back and then founded the Skull and Bone Society in 1832. Interestingly enough, with the permission of a German secret society. So a lot of people, and it becomes apparent when you see their goals, their rituals, that they are an extension of the original German Illuminati. And some people broke in, some former, really a rival secret society back in the 1800s, broke in to the Skull and Bones headquarters. They literally filed away some of the bars and broke into the windows and went in and looked around. And then they wrote an article about what it was that they had found. And there on the wall was a postcard, and it said, to the American branch from the German branch. So it's very, very interesting that that is a major connection between the original Illuminati.
And for people to understand where, you know, the occult rituals come into play, someone back in, I believe it was in the 90s or early 2000s, got on the top of the building next to the quote-unquote tomb. That's what they call the Skull and Bones, you know, place where they go, and they have their own little building. If you've seen the skulls, it's similar to that. But that's really a parody of what this is really all about. And they got the nighttime footage. And they are dressed in cloaks. They are alleging to Satan. They are doing mock human sacrifices. They are getting into coffins. And this is all going to be in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire. They played it once on ABC News, and they didn't, you know, they played some of the clips. I would really like the uncensored footage so I could see the entire ritual. You only get about, you know, 30 to 45 seconds of the ritual, but it's very telling what you have to do to get into this secret society.
Well, you know, I want to make a correction. It was William Russell, actually. William Russell was one of the founders. He went to Germany, and Alfonso Taft, who was another one of the members.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's fascinating that the media will just play it off like it's a fraternity and it's no big deal, but then they'll never talk about the Bohemian Grove and the fact that they're still doing these bizarre rituals when they're grown men. And you know, we've talked about what it is, what their mindset is, what their...
Really, listen, man, the last time the Bohemian Grove was tackled by anything in the mainstream media ever, and I'm talking about, you know, big four channels, really big three channels back in the day, 1982.
Yeah.
1982. Why is that? Why has it now been 25-plus years since there has been any kind of an expose on the Bohemian Grove?
You know, what's interesting, too, about the Bilderberg Group, since they just met a couple weeks ago, it's, you know, people wonder if you're new to this. I know you have a kind of a younger audience, and more people are getting this every day. If there wasn't a conspiracy, and I don't like to use that word, but if there wasn't a planned agenda to omit any mention of the Bilderberg Group from the media, then how is it that year after year after year, it's never mentioned ever in any, especially American papers. Some of the European papers now and European publications have gotten some of the information out. And I understand if the reporters aren't going to be invited. But isn't it interesting that the media that is supposed to be this watchdog of the elite and of politicians and sort of our eyes and ears, isn't it interesting that year after year, they never, ever even mention the fact that the Bilderberg Group is meeting, or even speculate what it is that's going on, or mention who it is that's there. And just ask yourself, if you're new to this, that question, if there isn't a plan. grand agenda to omit this, if there isn't this network of gatekeepers placed at key positions in the media, then how is it that they're able to do that? Because at the very least, it's an interesting story. Somebody would cover it. Wow, that's an interesting story. Let's send a reporter there and find out what it is that's going on. It's a very, very telling that the silence is deafening.
The silence is deafening. And, you know, we played a new clip today of Chris Dodd being asked about the Bilderberg Group. And he openly says, oh, yes, I've been there. And, you know, they're great. And the guy's like, well, are you trying to create a new world order? And he's like, no, we're not the Trilateral Commission. And then he gets interrupted by the guy and he's like, oh, no, well, then what are you talking about? Oh, it's just about 100 people talking about what they'd like to see happen in the world. And it's just like, well, on one end, you know, he's kind of admitting it soft style, but on the other end, he's big time whitewashing it. I mean, you know, Chris Dodd knows damn well, and there's really one of the gatekeepers in government for you. What's going on there? It's unbelievable. And, you know, I'm sitting here thumbing through the Bohemian Grove annal I have next to me. I'm going to be doing a whole show on the day that the Bohemian Grove kicks off this summer. I think it's, I want to say it's either July 14th or 16th. Hopefully you can join me for an hour, Mark. And there is, you know, a little cartoon here by a cartoonist. I think his last name is Frank. He looks like he's a famous guy. He'd been doing this for quite some time. And in it, he shows himself, he draws himself basically as a reporter. But then in his little thought bubble is him with his cloak on, you know, doing a Bohemian Grove ritual. So he kind of shows in a joke in the annal, you know, how the media is really embedded in these secret societies,
yeah,
at least in the upper echelons.
You know, and it's interesting that some of these whack jobs think that I've gotten a fair amount of mainstream media attention occasionally, that I am somehow, you know, propped up and allowed to do that so that I say crazy things and discredit the, you know, the 9/11 truth movement, or I don't really cover who it really is. But it's interesting, if you see the media coverage that I've gotten, most of it is in entertainment venues like TMZ.com, you know, the New York Post gossip column. I mean, this was ABC News entertainment reporter. So, you know, I'm not going to be on, you know, ABC World News Tonight as a breaking story about the Bohemian Grove, but the entertainment venues are a lot less controlled and don't have quite the gatekeepers and the Mockingbird controls, and I think that's why I've been able to sort of bypass the gatekeepers and sort of
absolutely,
weasel,
you know, Mark,
into the media.
We're showing this right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. Hopefully you'll check it out on YouTube, but his name is Farley, and it's obviously a caricature of himself. And there's the news reporter sitting there jotting something down, but then in his head, he's holding what appears to be a candle, and he's in the little ritualistic robe. And this is, by the way, can we zoom out so we can show that it's right under the picture of Newt Gingrich and the Bush brothers? Oh, I didn't mean brothers, the Bush boys. George Sr. and Jr. right above there. So there you have Newt Gingrich, very Christian, at an occultic ritual ceremony where their main mascot is a quote-unquote owl. Possibly Moloch, you know, could have other deity meetings there or meanings there. They have the Maitreya statue. They have the St. John of Maple Nook. You know, that's another thing people like to say. Oh, they never talk about the other idols in the Bohemian Grove. Well, you know, I just didn't know about the other idols in Bohemian Grove because they're not as celebrated within the grove. I mean, if you look at this annal, what's on the cover? It's an owl. You know,
yeah.
If you look throughout, I mean, there's just tons of owl symbolism in this. Tons of people in drag, too. We're going to be getting into that. I mean, here they all are naked with watermelons on them. Yes, it's a very Christian club, Mark. I mean, it's absolutely, it blows my mind sometimes when you see at least the hypocrisy of who these people are and who they act like they are. That's the bottom line. They're hypocrites if they're nothing else, and there is an agenda if there's nothing else. Let's take a couple calls, Mark. Let's go to Forrest. Forrest, you're on the line. Yes, sir. No, Forrest?
Hey, how you doing? Great. Yeah, I'm definitely fixing on and picking up your book there, Mark Dice. It's very interesting. I've heard you a few times.
Cool.
With Alex and Jason. I have a question.
Sure.
How is Russia and China involved with the occult and these secret societies? Because I've heard before from other guests that the New World Order plan is to build up Russia and then possibly have them attack America.
All right, well, let's ask Mark. Mark, what's your take on, these other secret societies? Who's involved, the Russia end, the Chinese end?
Well, I don't know. Being a typical American, I had my blinders on for most of my life until I became awakened. So I don't know too much about the international secret societies. There is Illuminati branches in China. I don't know much about them. I mean, primarily through the triads, which are sort of like China's mafia. This is this very powerful gang in China that ranges from street thugs to multi-billionaires. And I mean, obviously in Russia, you have the KGB, which is like the CIA, and Vladimir Putin was a member of that. So what I really am interested in is finding out from some of our Russian listeners or Russian, resistance members or Chinese members and supporters is if there is, and I'm sure that there probably is, but we need somebody to find it. If there is a Bohemian Grove type of place in Russia and in China, and what is, what's that branch? What is that country's Bilderberg group meeting?
I wouldn't take Benjamin Fulford's word for that. I can tell you that for sure. But yeah, I mean, obviously they're into mysticism over in China. They have all these dragon symbols everywhere. They have all these serpent symbols. I'm sure David Icke's got his theories. Final segment coming up with Mark Dice on the other end. It's the Info Warrior.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
And I can't help but wonder, no, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe?
All right, we are at the end of the program. Final segment with Mark Dice. We're going to try to shoot through a couple more calls. Matt in New Jersey, you're on the line.
Well, this.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
Matt, you're on the line, brother.
Maybe we're being listened to, bro. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe it's just an issue with my my guys out there. Who knows? What's on your mind, Matt?
Well, I'm actually in the midst of watching Loose Change right now, and I find it very interesting because I watched the Zeitgeist movie, you know, like so many months ago, and I mean that covered the whole issue. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, the way you, like, I don't know, I just think you have, like, a good character about it, and, like, you're like, all right, now check this out. And it's just like...
Well, which one are you watching? You're watching the second edition or the final cut? Probably the second edition, right?
Second edition, yeah, okay. At the moment. I'm probably going to watch the final cut next, but cool. I haven't been able to find the real first edition, if there was one.
Yeah, there is a first edition. That's only 60 minutes, and really, it 30 minutes of it is in Loose Change second edition. We took the best 30 minutes from that movie.
I
did
you.
A 90-minute right. picture. So I mean,
I know you got a short amount of time. So yeah. I mean, the more important things I wanted to say. Well, one was funny. You know, as far as the whole Illuminati conversation goes, did you happen to know that our Tom Hanks is actually related to Lincoln? Like,
is he related to Lincoln?
Cousin,
I don't know.
Seventh cousin, fifth removed. They've actually put it on a regular media station too. It wasn't even like some InfoWars thing. It was
well, dude, everything on InfoWars, let me just say this, is always backed up by mainstream media sources or their own, you know, documents or whatever. I mean, it's very rare that we do like an op-ed piece. What else you got for me real quick?
Okay, and the last thing I wanted to ask is, how can I get my music to be your intros? Like, I mean, I see you got Green Day and System of a Down. Well, I'm into hip-hop music, and I don't know, I think, you know, considering the type of topic...
All right, listen, I can't make promises, my man. Send me some stuff on MySpace, tell me you called in, and I'll go check out the music. We'll see what happens. I thank you for the call. Mark, in closing, you know, what do you think the most important thing is to come away with from your material? You know, if someone reads the Resistance Manifesto, they check out the Illuminati Facts and Fiction, they even get, you know, the republished Proofs of a Conspiracy. What do they need to take away from this in a couple-minute segment?
They need to know that by knowing that we have a machine that has been built and designed to destroy you, and by knowing how that machine works and who is operating that machine and how it's designed to financially destroy you, to spiritually destroy you, to socially, to emotionally, to ruin your health. By seeing what it is that we are fighting, you can more easily maneuver yourself, your friends, and your family around it and avoid most of the damages that the other zombies are going to be destroyed by. And I get emails all the time, and that's a fantastic question. What can we do? How can we fight this? Can we win? You will win by minimizing and maybe in some cases eliminating a large portion of the effects of the New World Order on your own life by not being a just a total zombie and a slave and a pop culture puppet, by not being a complete immoral scumbag. You know, you can avoid yourself getting into situations that you wouldn't want to. And by, you know, Jesus said it, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that's the main issue. What I want people to walk away from is to understand their enemy and to know how to recognize them, how to learn about the systems that are designed to trap you and ensnare you. And by knowing about it and how it works and who's operating and how the information is getting to you and manipulating society, you can then avoid the pitfalls, and you can avoid going with the flow, and you can make your life and your family's life infinitely more enjoyable and pleasurable and safe.
That's right. You can make legitimate, informed decisions about your life and the ones that you love around you. And, you know, we can still combat this. I believe we can win. I wouldn't be in it if I didn't think I could win it, folks. That's the bottom line. We got to step up to the plate and take a swing. We're not perfect. We're human beings. Nobody's perfect. I'm not right all the time.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.